Jane Lindley Thomas. East Coast Radio.
As promised, we say a very good morning to my very dear friend and yours, Dawn Dunn. Hello, my angel.
Hello, you darling woman. How are you doing?
I'm good, my love. Sorry we're not chatting under, you know, happier circumstances. But yeah, I don't know how you felt, but I was absolutely, I couldn't believe what I was reading when I read that the legend, a man that seemed like he would live forever, that James Small had passed away. Where were you, my love?
Oh, my love, I was at home, and I have to tell you, I was totally devastated. I was watching Supersport, and then all of a sudden, they put James Small, 1969-2019, in the corner, and they had a memorial for him. I have to tell you, my friend, I just about blushed, because nobody saw this coming. I mean, he was a guy who lived life in technicolor, a rugby rock star. I mean, he was just one of the most incredible, amazing human beings, and he did everything at full tilt, at 100%. I first met him a couple of years ago. We were both on the same rugby panel, and we had a few cricket players there, and it was him and I as well. And within 5 minutes of chatting to him, he had me. I laughed so hard, I nearly fell off my chair. You know, he was just so left-wing. He was so funny. He was just one of the most completely amazing people.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I know we chatted earlier in the week, and I actually said to you, if you got flu and you were just having a very, like, emotional time, just reflecting, and, you know, we don't have a lot of time, but what is the standout memory that you have of James Small?
My standout memory for him is that 1995 Rugby World Cup where he tackled a guy twice his size fearlessly. And my other standout moment is when I needed, I really needed his help with a fundraiser. And he was in Cape Town at the time. And I phoned him and I said, I need you, James. I need you for this Rhino fundraiser. And he said, sure, Dawny, send me the note. I mean, he had such a big, big heart. Such a big heart. You know, what he did in that 95 World Cup has transcended sport. It's helped combine us as a, you know, united us as a country. And it's a beautiful thing when that happens with sport. And this is why we're also devastated with losing him, is because he was our original rugby rock star. And there never will be anybody like him again. And all I want to say is, Hambagahle, my friend. I will see you on the other side.
Oh, my angel. I love and treasure you. And it's hard. I mean, even driving through town yesterday, I see that on the poles in town, they've got a picture of him with his, you know, the day he was born and the day that he died. And it just seems absolutely surreal. It doesn't seem real.
Doesn't seem real because he was just so vital. Everything about him was just extra. And when you have somebody like that and you've been in the environment, they light up the room. There's something very special about them. So I suppose in hindsight, we should have known he would have gone early, but who can tell? At 50, that's a very young age to go. He's got a young family also, so it's devastating. But it's a privilege to have known him. It's a privilege to have spent time talking to him about this beautiful sport that I love so much, that we all love so much. He loved South Africa. He loved the Springboks. Was very proud to be a Springbok. And, you know, the one example we can all take from him is that he lived his life completely authentic. And he did it at 100%. And that's a lesson for me. And, you know, to learn and to use moving forward. You know, live life for now.
Absolutely. Tell people that you love them. Every opportunity. I love you, Dawn.
Every opportunity.
I love you.
I love you more. I love you more.
I'll see you later.
Okay, my precious.
All right, my precious.
Love you, love.
Enjoy your morning. Bye, love. Jane Lindley Thomas, East Coast Radio.